With all due respect, brain freeze is something you bring on yourself.
I guess I went a little haywire when we bet on who could drink a polar freeze the fastest.
Well, if there's any consolation at this difficult time, you lost. So, according to our deal, you owe me one giant surprise gift.
Pinkle! Spellman!
Mr. Kraft still dating your Aunt Zelda?
No. See? I'm in denial about it. You better go.
Hey, kids. We were just getting ready to watch a video. Why don't you join us?
That is, if you think you can handle the bittersweet anarchy if Billy Jack goes to Washington.
Cool.
Oh, brain freeze. I better get him off. Baywatch, the early years. Salem, quit staring at me.
Sorry. I just can't stop reliving the disgusting spectacle I witnessed at that table last night.
And Hilda told her I could have been a great dancer story.
Worse, right where you're sitting, Zelda was making goo-goo eyes with the Casanova of the hall pass. Willard Kraft.
Oh, gross, 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 gross.
Think happy thoughts, like bunnies and flowers.
I'm really glad Aunt Zelda's found a boyfriend, but couldn't it have been a mammal?
Personally, I'm over it. Oh, sure. I had issues with my sister dating a man who's still hopelessly in love with me. But then I just decided to let it go. I suggest you do the same.
You're right. It's not like he's moving in.
Morning, ladies. Where's my Zuzu?
Is that my monkey?
Well, friends don't let friends talk baby talk.
There she is. Ready for your breakfast, gordita?
Ooh. Ooh, it looks muy bueno.
I'll tell you what muy's my bueno. It's when you wear your hair up like that.
I will live through this. I will live through this. It's not working.
Oh, Sabrina, I almost forgot. I can't drive you to school this morning. But luckily, Willard said he'd be delighted to take you.
Super.
Sabrina didn't get brain freeze because she allows the slush to sit in her mouth and reach body temperature before exposing it to her soft palate.
You spent entirely too much time at frozenslushy.com. So what surprise are you going to get her?
I thought the biggest surprise might be no surprise.
So what you're saying is you need my help?
I warned you to roll up your windows when we hit school property.
But you didn't say it was because students pelted you with garbage.
I thought that was implied. Now, if you'll excuse me, these hallways are crying out for the iron fist of order.
Ah, and milk in my ear.
Nebraska Steaks proudly offers a belt-busting roundup of flanks and franks, sure to satisfy even your most obese relatives. Gala.
Salem, did we see you playing with a dog?
Absolutely not. Hate him.
Aha! Uh-huh. There's a trail of slobber on your back.
It's hair product? All right. He answers to Silky, his owner's a butcher, and I'm letting him bat me around to get meat.
It's time you look into a little thing we call dignity.
Get rid of that steak catalog. We know you don't read the articles.
Stop! No. No, Willard. I'm sure Hilda and Sabrina won't mind. Bye, monkey.
Won't mind what?
Willard's grandmother is doing a massive renovation on her house, so Willard needs a place to stay. I told him he could use the apartment over the garage.
But we don't have an apartment over our garage.
We do now.
By the way, I mind! A lot! In fact, I've never minded anything so much in my life! Don't you mind?
Nope. I sent her on my chi, and I'm free from care.
Well, I'm not! I'll go mad, I tell you! Mad! Hey, any ideas?
Think Sabrina would like some car mats?
That's not the greatest gift idea when you don't have a car. No, it's not the greatest gift idea when you do have a car. Hey, how about a photo portrait of the two of you?
But I already bought the car mats.
Hey, guys, what's up? Nothing. Nothing at all. Oh, good. Valerie's helping you pick out my gift.
Attention students, this is your vice principal. A recruiter from Burger World University will be meeting today with any interested fifth-year seniors. And on a personal note to Sabrina Spellman, your aunt wants us to bring home bread and toilet paper.
Sabrina, is Mr. Kraft living in your house?
No. He's living over the garage, which is further from the house than most restraining orders. I'll probably never see him. Questions about carbon monoxide, garage apartments, and making something look like an accident. Beg your pardon?
I said, what a pity. Now roll over.
Berlitz's How to Speak Dog.
I'm improving myself.
Which way to the biblioteca?
Shame on you, Salem. Silky thinks he's your friend, and you're just using him for your own pleasure.
I thought that was the point of dogs. Besides, I am helping him. He'll never manage his owner until he learns how to beg. If the result is beefsteak for the cat, so be it.
Maybe you can train him to chase Mr. Kraft out of the neighborhood. Stop asking me where the library is. I'm in crisis here.
Up where we belong, where the angels fly on a mountain high.
Zelda, you complete me.
Oh. You know what? I'm going to get my copy of Love Letters, and we can read them to each other.
Oh, yes. That is one special lady. You know, you might want to start thinking about calling me Uncle Willard.
Well, they're always looking for nuns, right?
Just breathe and let it go, Sabrina.
You can call me Uncle Willard, too, Hilda.
He must be destroyed!
Ruff! Ruff! Ruff, 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 ruff. Ruff! Ruff, 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 shoot! What's the word for floor? Oh, yeah. Ruff!
So, we just be getting Mr. Kraft out of here for Aunt Zelda's own good.
Absolutely! Someday she'll thank us. Shall we poison him?
Don't you think that's a little harsh?
Love lifts them up where they belong.
I knew he was bothering you.
Gotta find some dirt on Kraft that will make Zelda break up with him. Oh, perfect. Real life story.
We need some dirt and we need it fast, so give us a scoop on Willard Kraft.
Welcome to Real Life Stories Mediocrity Week. Tonight we explore the strange journey of Willard Kraft. Elementary school classmates describe him as a loner, an outsider, and duty breath.
Let's fast forward through puberty. My hunch is it's ugly.
Well, I know he had a messy divorce. Ooh, hit play.
Her name was Lucy, the only woman who could give Willard the courage to dream again. Love transformed the normally vexatious loner into a frolicking free spirit. Whimsy was his co-pilot. Indeed, Willard Kraft was in love with love. They were married in a small private ceremony presided over by her massage therapist.
They were so in love.
I can't just sit here and let Zelda get hurt by a man who still loves two other women.
Two?
Oh, right. We've got to bring her back.
It's going to be so hard on Aunt Zelda. I don't think I can do that to her.
Has anyone seen my antifungal foot ointment?
Mr. Kraft with a past so juicy returned to us his ex-wife Lucy. Ah. It's good to be back in the mortal realm.
Mortal realm?
Wait a minute. You're a witch? Mr. Kraft married a witch?
Well, of course. He didn't know I was a witch. I thought it would be less confusing that way. Oh, I have my magic again. Oh, I adore the mortal realm. It's such a refreshing change from where I live. The Republic of Infinite Horror.
Sounds exotic.
It's near Lake Male Superior.
It's an awful part of the other realm where women are forbidden to use magic.
Who came up with that brainstorm?
The man.
Then why don't you just move to the mortal realm?
My republic forbids a woman to emigrate without a husband. And that's why I married Willard.
And because you loved him.
Okay. And I would do anything to get him back. Oh, dear. Here come the waterworks.
So, why did you two split up?
Why does any relationship go bad? Maybe I shouldn't have turned him into a beast of burden. Or made out with his best friend, Dexter. The bottom line is, Willard divorced me, and without him, I was deported back to the IH.
Infinite Horror.
Right. Well, if it helps at all, I think he's right downstairs.
Really? I haven't seen him since the day I left the fence unlatched and he got out.
She seems nice.
Well, I shouldn't wait a week to irrigate my ears.
Mr. Kraft, we have a surprise for you.
Willard, darling.
No. It's a dream.
Hey, Valerie. I made an appointment at a portrait studio, and I have the perfect way to get Sabrina there and keep it a surprise. I'll tell her war has broken out, and I have to take her to a secret bomb shelter.
Or you could just blindfold her and tell her it's a surprise.
Okay. So much for the sound effect tapes I've been making. Hello?
Well, there you are, stranger. I was beginning to worry about you.
Well, actually, I just came by to borrow some coriander. I'm making dinner for Lucy. Lucy's a nice lady.
Lucy, as in your ex-wife, Lucy.
Yes, apparently she left a hole in my life, and I... You look nice, Zelda.
Willy-poo!
Coming.
Say goodbye to Uncle Willard.
I go to the trouble of brewing you a cup of my special herb tea, and you disappear. Is it just me, or are men getting less obedient than they used to be?
You must be Lucy. I'm Zelda. So nice to meet you.
I really miss you.
Drink your tea, dear.
Oh. Lucy has pretty eyes, and thanks to her, no more runaway mucus.
No more tissues in the sofa cushion. I can't wait.
If you'll excuse us, I think a certain Willy Poo has a dinner to make.
Right, a dinner.
He seems civil after all these years.
I think I'll take a little walk. It's working!
Yay!
And Zelda's okay, right?
Absolutely. This breakup was bound to happen sooner or later, and let's face it, the sooner the breakup, the less pain. For us.
Rough. Good boy. Yeah, baby. I can taste the fillets.
It was so nice that both of you could join us for a glass of wine.
Well, I knew there was no way I'd get this one out of the house without me, so I finally said, Willy Poo, enough with the foot rubs.
You know, he calls me Zuzu.
I do?
Yes, and I call you Monkey.
Like some godless hairy primate?
No, like a cute little monkey with big eyes. And now he answers to poo. There's a trade-up. I'll get more wine.
You two seem to be getting along well.
I like Lucy. She's a nice lady.
Oh, stop.
I'm sorry. Was that bad?
No, dear, it's a figure of speech.
So you're not going to hit me then? Ooh, I like your hair up like that.
Willard! You look dehydrated. Didn't you want to tell Zelda something?
Yes. Zelda, I'm moving out of the garage. Lucy has room for me at her place. So thanks.
I see. Well, let me tell you something. I got you cable in that garage. What am I doing? I'm groveling. I'm debasing myself for a man. I sound like Hilda.
Well, we should go. Your best friend Dexter's coming over, isn't he?
Shall I carry you, dear?
No, not this time. We'll see ourselves out.
I do not debase myself for a man.
You heard about Aunt Zelda.
Yeah, her.
boy. It's a good thing you found out about it now, eh, Zelly?
I don't blame Willard. Seems happy.
You don't mind?
Oh, when you truly care about someone, you want what's best for them. But I'm gonna miss him.
Told you it was for the best.
I really don't know why I care about that man. Just he makes me so happy.
Isabella, you don't know the whole story. Lucy's from the other realm. I brought her back.
You what?
Aunt Hilda and I brought her back. We had to. He did yoga in a unitard.
Wait a minute. Lucy's a witch?
Yeah, and she's using magic to get him back. He doesn't like her. It's the tea talking.
How dare you two try to break up Willard and me?
Don't dwell on the past. You can compete with Lucy. Start brewing potions pronto.
Try the All's Fair and Love and War spell.
Quick! I think she's ordering him an ear tag.
Maybe one little potion. I've got to get that modem fixed.
Oh, look, your hair's down again. I guess everything eventually loses the battle with gravity.
Silence! Do you know why the council pulled you in here, ladies?
Because you're lonely?
Two witches battling over a mortal. A vice principal.
He's a heartbeat away from running the entire high school.
And he loves me.
Oh, Your Honor, I'm really not involved with...
Silence! Well, you know the law. The Witches' Council has clearly stated that cases such as these must be settled in an appropriate forum, one that is fair and full of wisdom.
Zelda thought she had a good thing going with Willard until his ex-wife Lucy came to town with a simple warning. Get your hands off my mortal!
Why are they so excited?
Because he's my man. You were just keeping him warm till I got back.
Obviously, you're very upset. Tell us how it all started.
Well, you have to understand, Mr. Kraft is not just Zelda's boyfriend. He's also my vice principal.
And my ex-boyfriend.
You know, it was really hard living with him, so we decided to bring back his ex-wife. But we didn't know she was a witch.
Oh, everyone can just call... She's not swearing.
I know, but this way it sounds like she did.
I think it's time now that we bring out the mortal, and maybe he can decide which witch. Please welcome Willard Kraft.
And Zelda. Where am I?
You're with me, dear. Come and sit down.
Don't do it, Willard. I really care about you. She's just using you.
Honey, all the magic in your bag couldn't get you, ma'am.
I just expect the show would take this direction, so we'll be right back.
Suki boy! Doggy should be back by now. If he ran across a tennis ball, I'm doomed.
We're back, and of course, now it's time for Willard to choose. Will it be Lucy or Zelda?
So I tell you what, before we let him choose, we do have a surprise. You see, we did a potion check on Willard. Okay, now, this is what a normal man looks like. As you can see, very few potions. Because we as witches have to remember that we cannot use magic irresponsibly. You know, there are those that... I'm sorry, that's the final floor that comes later. Let's check in now on Willard.
Wow! That is worse than Elvis's autopsy.
I did it for his own good. He was weak, and if it got me out of the infinite horror, well, that was a sacrifice I was willing to make.
You've got to drain him, Jerry!
Okay, now, Willard, you are back to normal, so are you ready to make a decision?
Jerry, this woman is still trying to kill me. And this lady laughs at my little jokes. And has the sweetest smile.
Oh.
So, I guess in what you'd have to call a no-brainer, it's Lucy.
I'm only kidding you.
It's Elvis.
No! You change your mind, you spineless slug. Because I ain't going back.
Oh, yes, you are.
You know, everyone laughs at that show, but when you're on it, something just takes over.
I hope you've learned your lesson. You claimed you and Sabrina were helping Zelda, when in fact, you were just helping you and Sabrina.
You did the same thing with Silky. You weren't training him to help Silky. It was all for Salem.
I guess we were both being selfish. Of course, in my case, it worked out. Denison, me.
Oh, what a day. I just saw Willard home and gave him a potion to keep him from remembering any of this.
Not another potion.
Oh, it'll flush out with his Metamucil. As soon as the swelling goes down in my jaw, I want to talk to you and Sabrina. Where is she?
Valerie whisked her away. It seemed very important and rather formal.
This had better be a good surprise. It hasn't exactly been the best day.
Relax. Just have a seat right here.
Can I take my blindfold off now? There's something you should know.
Okay, let's get the show on the road.
I want you to know that just because I'm seeing your Aunt Zelda, don't expect any special treatment around here.
I don't, Mr. Kraft.
You know, no favors, no politics, and no calling me Willard.
It'll be hard, but okay.
I'm going to have to give you detention this Friday.
What? Why?
Because your Aunt Zelda told me you've been watching Jerry Springer instead of doing your homework, and that just ain't kosher, m'lady.
Well, she watches,
hey,
too.
Don't take that tone with me. I am still vice principal of this school, and I demand respect.